Today's episode is Why Adults Don't Have Friends. I was talking with my cousin this last Friday during Easter, and she told me that it's so difficult to make friends when you are older than 30 years old, and even worse when you are older than 40. And that made me think a lot because many of my friends told me the same situation, that they are struggling to keep old friends and to make new ones. By destiny, I was listening to a podcast of this guy, Mark Monson, and he was discussing exactly the same phenomenon. So if you're a person that is above 30 years old, this episode is going to help you. And if you are younger, if you're in your 20s, this is going to help you too, because this is coming. This is coming for you. Maybe you think that now you have like 20 friends, 30 friends, but you will see why this is something that is unavoidable. So that's why we need to find strategies to keep our friends and always make new connections. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, as always, to me, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to take your life to the next level, go to the website. And also, please spread the word. Tell the people that Uncle Valda is on Spotify. According to this guy, Mark Monson, basically there are six factors that are limiting our capability to make new friends. One of them is what they call is the inequality of dopamine that we discussed previously. If you can just check your social media and enjoy 30 seconds of TikTok videos, why bothering opening conversation with new people, right? So that is, I have been discussing this with many friends, and they told me that like they feel lazy to open conversation with new people, and sometimes they don't want to interrupt other people's social media. So that's why you see a person with a cell phone and you don't even bother to open or to start a conversation. But there are four factors that Mark Monson mentioned that call my attention, and is proximity, frequency, duration, and intensity. All friendships has these conditions. Current trends don't allow this thing to happen. If you check long time ago, for example, people used to have one job for all their life. So they were able to more or less establish friendship in the companies or maybe with the suppliers or customers because always they were there. I remember when I was younger, my older generations, maybe Generation X or Boomers, will complain about millennials. I am a millennial, because they say that they were jumping from one job to other in every 4 years. But now, like, the people are jumping every year from one job to the other. So that's why it's harder to make friends, because if you're always moving here and there, you get new connections, but not necessarily you establish friendship. The other one is because some people are traveling more, but I would say the biggest reason why people are not established concrete relationship, like real relationship, is because it's the texting thing. The texting has become like a proxy for real life reunions. And I can tell you, I have a lot of friends from school and university, maybe more than 40 friends that always text me. And when I reply back, hey, when are we going to gather? We live in the same city, sometimes even in the same district. I have friends that live just 2 blocks from my house, you know, and I haven't seen them in real life for more than 5 years. And when they text me, I text them back, hey, when we are going to see each other? Crickets. Nobody answer. So I believe reducing the number of text messages and try to have real life reunion is better. Less friends, but real interaction than a lot of friends just texting. So that will be the tip number one. Try to increase the proximity, the frequency, and the intensity of our connections. The second one is, this is something that you will find out, especially if you are in your 20s. When you turn 30, many of your friends will start to partner up to find a wife or maybe a person that they start to live with. And when they got kids, it's even worse. Why? Because women who have a husband don't want the husband to hang up with single men. I can tell you, this is by experience. All my friends that have a wife, the wife doesn't want me to spend time with the husband. Even if it's just we talking, they believe that I'm going to pervert the husband, that I'm going to introduce venecas to him or something. So there is a moment that if you are single, the wife of your friends are going to hate you if you are a single man. If you have a wife, now the problem is that when you get together with your friend, maybe you have to bring your wife and he has to bring his wife. And always, like, wives hate each other. So now, if they don't get along, now you cannot see each other because the wife doesn't hang up. And also, if you have kids, it's even worse. Maybe the kids doesn't like each other. So you get why it becomes harder the older you get to keep your older friends. Interesting enough, it's not the same case for women, but maybe that is a topic for other episode. Another reason, maybe you are in your 20s, you will say, yeah, no problem, I just remain single and I find my single friends, because we all have single friends, right? But something that Mark Bonson mentioned that really caught my attention, is that when you are in your 20s, basically everybody is the same. Everybody's broke, misios. Everybody don't have a clue what they are going to do with their life. People just want to get drunk, have sex, and maybe do drugs. So it's like the preferences are the same. Everybody's the same. It's easy to establish connection when you are the same person, when you are in zero. But when you start to get older, things start to diverge. For example, some people start to make money. Other people are poor. Then you start to select different tracks. For example, some people become more materialistic. Other people are more like spiritual. Other people turn into politics, more left-leaning, life-leaning. Also, some people like novelty, new things. And then you have Uncle Baltas that I don't like new things. I like more of the same. I like to keep it safe. So that's why it's harder to make new friends when you are older, because the path starts to bifurcate many times. So it's very unlikely that you find someone that more or less have your same interests. And this brought me back when I was in the work and travel times. In the work and travel times, that was the best and the worst time of my life. The three work and travel cases that I had. But I remember in Tennessee, we have like a big house where we were living like more than 100 students. And it was so fucking fun because I remember like parties every day. There was every day a party. You just go and knock the door of the person that was living next to you, and there was always a party going on. I remember the beers in, what was this place? Walmart. The price of the beer pack was 24 beers for $12. So 50 cents of a dollar, one can of beer. So we will buy like a lot of beer, and parties were always going. Imagine now, for example, now when you want to find sex, you text your woman, right? Or you wait that your woman texts you. In that moment, it was not like that. You just knock the door of your woman, and if she opened the door, you had sex. It was beautiful. And sometimes women will go to your door room, knock the door at 2 a.m. and you will have sex. So sex was unlimited. And that's why I mentioned that when you are young, it's so easy to establish connection because everybody is in the same vibe. There is no cancel culture because you don't have nothing to lose. So what the fuck they are going to cancel? When you have nothing to lose, there is no cancel culture. There is no shame because, you know, you are in zero. So I think we need to kind of keep that mentality, that young mentality of, you know, just try. But when we become older, we become more, how can we say, conservative. We become more scared of doing things. So we need to recover that good thing. And by the way, before jumping to the next thing, also your preferences change in what do you consume. For example, long time ago, I used to consume a lot of sports. To be clear, UFC, mixed martial arts. I know many friends of mine that they consume soccer, for example. When you consume sports content, you have something to talk about, to discuss with your friends. But when you start, for example, listening more podcasts or meaningful conversation, trying to interact with people is harder because there are less people trying to follow meaningful topics. Everybody's just in the surface level topics. But we need to also remember that talking shit is a superpower. 2 days ago, maybe 3 days ago, I was at the park with my dog Armando, and my neighbors, like two guys and three women, they are like 19 years old, 20 years old. They were walking a German Shepherd, a Pastor Alemán. And we were talking shit, you know, all the time, enjoying. So even if you know like meaningful things, even if you like business or deep topics, have the ability or the skill to talk about random things also is important. And two extra things before wrapping this beautiful friendship episode is that we need to, in the same way that in business they suggest that it's good to follow up, you don't just post one time on social media and vanish, right? You keep posting on social media. You don't put ads one day, you put ads every day. In the same way, we need to follow up our friendship. So text here and there. It's true that sometimes you text your friend and he say no, but maybe you can text the friend back after 3 months or 6 months. Of course, don't text every week because that's annoying, but make him know that you are there for him or for her. As I mentioned before, some people have like bad situation in life, and one of the reactions is try to isolate. I have many friends of mine that they lost their job, they are doing bad in business, so for that reason, they don't want to hang up with me because they believe I'm going to discriminate them or dislike them just because they are doing bad in life. But real relationship or real friendship, to make it clear, are above like current situations, right? Like something can happen to you now, but you know, we all have good and bad times. A real friend is going to understand that. A real friend is not just to get advantage of something. A real friend is there to share, you know, with the experiences that we have. And that takes us to the last part of this episode, that is, understand that there are levels of friendships. There are the friends that you just say hello every day and maybe smile when you go to the gym, you know, hey, how are you doing? Hey, habla maceta. That's a very base level of friendship. Then you have like a higher level of friendship that you start to get along, you start to like the person, exchange some personal information. There is another level where you don't only exchange information, but you also care about the person, you know, like it's part of your circle. And there is even a higher level, that is the ultimate friendship level, that is sometimes happens, especially with old friends from school, people that you haven't seen in a while, but they are like family. You really care about them. You will be there if they need you, but you don't have topics in common. Like I have my best friend, his name is Germán. He is married. He has a kid now. We don't have many things in common now. We don't see each other that often. Maybe now we see each other twice per year, maybe once per year. But he's still my best friend, you know? Because we spent a lot of time when we were young. We know that we all got each other's back. So having that deep level of friendship, if you at least have like one or two friends that you can really trust, is good. Because, you know, you never know what is going to happen with your family or with you. You want to have like an extra person. In the same thing that you want to listen less podcasts but more meaningful podcasts, I believe we should achieve the same with friendship. Like try to select a few groups that you can really trust. But that doesn't mean that we are not going to open conversation with random people. Always, you know, enjoy little conversation, little talks, but understand that we need a core team. And the last thing, just to wrap this beautiful podcast, is always ask ourselves, you know, how our best version look like. Because many people say, oh, I don't have friends. It's so difficult to make friends these days. But are you friendable? I don't know if that is a word, but you understand. Like, are you a person that people want to be a friend with? Because nowadays, I see like it's like the two opposites cases, right? You see people that they don't talk at all. Or if they talk, they sound like ChatGPT. They sound like a robot. So it's boring to talk with them. They just talk about something, talk about politics, talk about soccer. So they just have one topic person. And then you have the other person that, you know, is just talking about themselves. So can we find something in the middle, you know, where we try to interact with each other? What do you like? What do I like? Try to find some common topics and enjoy that, right? And even better, always try to find what things can I find that are going to help the person in front of me. That's something that I discuss with my people in Inglés para Cholos. If we are going to practice English, don't just practice English. Let's try to bring topics or tips that are going to help the person in front of me, or at least that are going to get their attention. So when we talk, we don't talk to brag, to presume, to show off, to tell our experience just for that. No, we talk because we want to bring some value to the table. When you do that, you will be surprised how many people want to become your friend. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to work with me, you can send me a WhatsApp to my personal number, +51 9890 23986. I reply all the messages. I don't believe in secretaries. I bang my secretaries, but I don't believe in them. And also, if you want to buy supplements or the audiobooks, you can send me a message to the same WhatsApp.